Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chavav in Meseches Tainis. I've lost track of 700 and how many we are up to in Shas. I'm still in Chutz La'aretz. They're my last day in Chutz La'aretz. We are going to be dealing on our daf with a new perek, the perek that's going to discuss more halachos in regards to Tainis. Today's daf is not going to get involved with this, but in a couple of days, we will have the appropriate halachic preparation from the perspective of Shas for Hilchos Bein HaMitzarim. That is the end of the fourth parak in Tainis. Today's daf, though, is going to continue with the special tefillos during Tanesim, and our Mishnah will begin discussing the Kohanim doing their duchening during those Tanesim. And then the primary part of our Mishnah, which is a long Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth perek, it's going to take a good portion of the daf, part of it is going to discuss the special tefillos of the Mishmar, that we'll discuss in detail what those Anshei HaMaimid and the Anshei HaMishmar are, and their special Kriyas HaTorah. That will be a long part of the daf. And then, on the top of Chavav and Beis, we will be introduced to the history of the fast days of Klal Yisrael, the painful fast days that we are coming towards, the fast days of Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, the fast days of Tisha B'Av, and what happened on those days. Our Gemara in today's daf will discuss the halachos of Nesias Kapayim on a fast day. So let's Be'ezer Hashem begin six lines in the beginning of B'Shlosha Prokin, the last parak in Maseches Tainis. B'Shlosha Prokin B'Shana Kohanim Nosin Es Kapayim. Arba Pomin Bayom. There are three times in the year when the Kohanim do duchening, four times during the day. Now, unfortunately, I've been in a little bit of withdrawal from Birchas Kohanim here in Chutz La'aretz, but every day in Eretz Yisrael, of course, we do Birchas Kohanim. However, our Mishnah here is not talking about just Birchas Kohanim once, four times. B'Shachris, B'Musiv, B'Mincha, U'B'Ne'ilas She'arim. So there are three times, and they're aside from Musaf, which is, of course, a Hosafa, but also Ni'ilah, Tfilas Ni'ilah, which we're familiar with on Yom HaKippurim, that appears four times during the year. B'Tanios, if there is a fast day, U'B'Ma'amados, and in the time that is called the time of the Ma'imid. Now, we're going to leave the definition of Ma'amados for a moment, because the Mishnah will define it later on, U'B'Yom HaKippurim, as well as on Yom Kippur. Elu ein amados, ma'amados. These are the examples of the ma'amados. This is what ma'amados are all about. Lufisha nemar. Since the Torah says tzavas bnei Yisrael is korban lachmi, that the mitzvah of the parish, the korban tamid, is given to all of bnei Yisrael. Tzavas bnei Yisrael is korban lachmi. Veheich korbano shel adam krav. Vu ein amad al gabo. The korban tamid is a korban sibur. It comes from all of Klal Yisrael. In fact, we had an interesting reference to that earlier in our Masechta. On Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara had told us that there was a special holiday that was celebrated between Rosh Chodesh Nisan and the 8th of Nisan because of the struggle with the Tzedukim about how a Karban Tamid is supposed to be brought. The Tzedukim said that a Karban Tamid is brought by an individual, and Chazal Darshin the Pasuk, Tishmiru lahakriv, Tishmiru plural, that it is a carbon sibur. Meseches Tmura, the Mishnayos, delineates the differences between a carbon sibur and a carbon yachid, which we will, Mirtz Hashem, get there in another 3-4 years. But there are differences between a carbon yachid and a carbon sibur. And the Klal Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael, as described in Meseches Shkolim, from the contributions that were given to Trumas Halishka, that we already learned, that is the monies that are used for the Karban Tamid. So all of Klal Yisrael is bringing it. Now, there's a rule of thumb, and that is that the Bala Karban is Oymed al Karbonoi Umispala, that he stands on his Karban and he davens for it. So now, who's the Bala Karban? All of Klal Yisrael, where are they davening for it? V'heich, v'chiheich, continues the Mishnah, Karbono Sholdom Krav, the original Nevi'im instituted 24 watches. Now here there is going to be different opinions of exactly how the 24 watches work.
Esen v'arba mishmar, so kol mishmar v'mishmar, hayemaymid b'Yerushalayim shel kohanim shel levim v'shel Yisraelim.
There were special kohanim that were designated, that corresponded to the 24 watches, and if you were part of the kohanim, so you were assigned to one of the 24 mishmars, which meant that for 2 weeks out of a year, you would go to the Beis HaMikdash and do your service as one of the Kohanim. But not only were there Kohanim, there were also Levim and Yisraelim. Higiyaz mana mishmar lalos, if it was the time of your mishmar to go up, Kohanim v'Levim olim l'Yerushalayim, v'Yisrael sheba'osa mishmar miskansin l'orehen, they would get together in their city to daven for that carbon. So that's what the connection between what we learned above in the Mishnah, v'chiheyach, karbono shaladim krav, and ma'isa bereshis, sheba'isa mishmar miskansin l'orehen v'karm ma'isa bereshis, v'anshe ha'maymid, according to many, we now have the girsa, ha'yumis'anin arbo yomim v'shavua, the people of the maymid of the Yisraelim would fast for 4 days during the week, miyom sheni v'ad yom chamishi, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. V'loi misanin erev Shabbos b'nei kvod ha'Shabbos v'lo be'echad ha'Shabbos k'dei shelo yeitzu mimenucha v'oneg li'yegiya v'etainis v'yamusa. The extremes of going to the joys of Shabbos and to tainis would, according to Mishnah, kill them, so therefore they don't fast on Sunday. Now, according to Rashi, the Anshei HaMaimid really were two groups of people. There were Yisraelim that were Maimid B'Yerushalayim. Take a look at Rashi Dimar Maska Al Kol Mishbar. That they were Kvuin V'omdim V'ir V'omdim Al Karmena Acheim. And then aside from that, continues Rashi, Vad Elu Hadar B'Yerushalayim, aside from those who are lucky to live in Yerushalayim, I'm Zochet to live in Eretz Yisrael and to work in Yerushalayim and learn with you all for into Yerushalayim, but I'm not Zochet to live in Yerushalayim all the time. Maybe this year I'll sleep over once a week in Yerushalayim, but I have a kinas sofrim for those who are able to live in Yerushalayim mamish. Hayimah mados b'chol ir. She Yisrael nechleku l'chav da'al mamados. So in every city, in Beit Shemesh, in Modi'in, in Nofai alone. So in all those places, there were mamados. Keneged arbav esr mishmaros. That's the opinion of Rashi. Also from Rashi is mashma in Dibar Maskel Kohanim v'Levim that there were Kohanim and Levim that were also part of those mishmaros in the cities and in Yerushalayim. However, from the Rambam in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash is mashma a little differently than Rashi. The Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Beis does not seem to indicate that there was a special maimid in Yerushalayim that was kavua, but rather Misha Hayabem Yerushalayim, so then they would get together with the kahuna and levia of that Shabbos. That would also seem to indicate that there wasn't a special Kohen and Levi part of the Maimid in Yerushalayim, but rather they were joined together with the Mishmar Kohuna and Levia. The Chavetz Chaim in his Sefer Likutei Halachos does a very good summary of the basic halachos of this Mishmar. The Kohen in the Mishnah continues B'Maisa Bereishis, and they read from Maisa Bereishis. We had mentioned above that they read from Bereishis. What was that? B'Yom HaRishon. Bereshis vayihi rakia. They read from Bereshis until vayihi rakia. B'sheni on Monday yirakia until v'yikavu amayim. This is all from Parshas Bereshis. Now Rashi points out the Gemara tells us why the Anshei Maimed specifically read from Parshas Bereshis. So the second day they read until v'yikavu amayim. B'shlishi yikavu amayim v'hima oras. B'revi yimir oras to v'yishrutu amayim. B'chamishi yishrutu amayim atotzei aretz desha esev mazriya zera. Bashishi, Vatelzaretz, and then Vayichulu. The Mishnah continues, Parsha Gedola, if there was a component of any of those days that was larger than another, Koronosa Bishnai. Rashi explains in the first wide line, for example, the first Parsha Bereishis has 5 psukim. So they would divide though that aliyah with 5 psukim. The Gemara Megillah discusses, at the end of the day, each aliyah needs to be 3 psukim long. That is discussed over there. But if it's a larger parsha, Koronos B'Shnayim, they read 3 psukim of the first parsha and then stop. V'haktana b'yachid. And the smaller one would get the last aliyah. B'shachris b'musavu b'mincha, nichnasim v'koron alpien. during Shacharis Musaf HaMincha, they would say it by heart and not read it from a Sefer Torah. Rashi points out, the Gemara asks, but wait a second, didn't you just say that you read it from a Torah? That the Gemara will explain. Erev Shabbos B'mincha lo yinichnasin chneich Torah. Shabbos, they would not get together on Erev Shabbos Mincha. Period. Kol Yom Sheish B'Halal, if it's a day that's celebrated as Halal, ein boi maimid b'shacharis. There wouldn't be a maimid during the Shacharis because the theme of Halal, the joyous expression of Halal, is antithetical to the theme of the maimid. Rashi seems to say that what's antithetical about it is there just simply isn't enough time to both read the Halal and do the tefillos of the maimid. Karbin Musaf, the day that there would be a Karbin Musaf, ein ni'ila, ein ba ni'ila. Then in such a case, there isn't Filas Ni'ila, once again, according to Rashi, because once they're involved with the Karban Musaf, they were too Torud B'Musaf. Rashi adds, not only were the Kohanim Torud with the Karban Musaf, but the Bnei Yisrael were Torud to cut the wood for the Karban Musaf. Karban Eitzim, if it was a day that was a Karban Eitzim, Rashi explains, based on the Gemara, that there were 9 times in the year that they would bring a Karban specifically of Eitzim. So then in such a case, the Mishnah tells us that there wasn't any Maimid during Mincha. There wasn't any Ni'ila. Karban Eitzim ain't been Ni'ila. Actually, what we just got confused about is Gufa the Machlokis Tanoim. So let's go Kiseder. Karban Eitzim ain't been Mincha. If there's Karban Eitzim, there isn't Mincha. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. However, Ben Azai disagrees. Amale Ben Azai, Kachayu Rabbi Yeshua Shaini. Karban Musaf ain't been Mincha. Karban Eitzim ain't been Ni'ila. So what we were struggling with is two opinions amongst the Tanoim. Bottom line, Rabbi Akiva says, Karban Eitzim, they were too busy, there wasn't Mincha. While Ben Azai says there wasn't Ni'ila. What's behind that machlokis? According to Rabbi Akiva, they were busy getting the wood together during Mincha time. From Taisus, it seems that the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua was that the Karban Eitzim would stretch into Ni'ila. There will be a long discussion about this in the Gemara on Chav Ches Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Chazer Rabbi Akiva li Yoshone ki Ben Azai, that ultimately Rabbi Akiva came along to Ben Azai's position that what's canceled is Ni'ila. Zman Atzei Kanim va'am Tisha, the special time of the carbon of Atzei Kanim, that they had the special Nidvas Eitzim, was 9 times during the year. Be'echa B'nisan, B'nei Arach Ben Yehuda, the family of Arach Ben Yehuda brought. Be'esrim B'tamuz, the 20th Tammuz, B'nei David Ben Yehuda. Be'chamisha Ba'av, B'nei Porish Ben Yehuda. Be'shiva Ba'av, the 7th of Av, B'nei Yonada Ben Rachav. Be'esrim Ba'av, the 20th of Av, B'nei Sana Ben Binyamin. B'chamisha Asar Ba'av, the 15th of Av, I said the 20th before, by Asara, meant the 10th. The 10th of Av is Sana Ben Binyamin. B'chamisha Asar Ba'av, the 15th of Av, B'nei Zusa Ben Yehuda. V'imohem Kohanim v'Levim, and with the children of Zatho ben Yehuda, there were Kohanim and Levim, as well as v'kol misha tov b'shvifto, as well as people who weren't clear which mishpacha they were for the makrivei eitzim, they would bring it at that time as well. Ubnei goyim ve'eli uvnei koitzei ketzios. The Gemara will tell us why they had these particular names. Be'esrim b'boy, the 20th of Av, b'nei p'chas mo'av ben Yehuda. Be'esrim be'elul, 20th of Elul, b'nei Adin ben Yehuda, be'echa b'teve sheboi, b'nei Parosh. Shnia, this was the second time that they were bringing the Eitzim. Be'echa b'teves, lo haya boi maimed. On the first of Teves, there wasn't the maimed. Shehaya boi halal, because it was halal, the carbon musaf, the carbon Eitzim. Because it's Rosh Chodesh, so there's halal. There's a carbon musaf, as well as a special day of the carbon Eitzim. Period. Now, one of the most important Mishnayis in terms of understanding the fast days continues the Mishnah too long. There were 5 things that happened on the 17th of Tammuz, five on the 9th of Av. Firstly, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos when he brought them down on the 17th of Tammuz. Ubatel hatamid, and there was no longer a carbon tamid. V'hufka ir, and the siege of Yerushalayim during the first bayis was broken on the 17th of Tammuz. It was broken in. The saruf, Afustmus es haTorah, and the Torah, the first time it seems that the Torah was burnt during the Greek period by Afustmus was on the 17th of Tammuz. I misspoke before. I said that the siege was broken on the 17th of Tammuz in the first bias. That's an error. It was during the second bias. Vehemid selim behechel, and an avodah zarah was placed in the hechel. So those are the five things that took place on Shiva Aser b'Tammuz b'Tisha B'Av. Nigzal v'sein shalei kansul aretz, going all the way back into the midbar on the 9th of Av. There was the gzera that we would not go into Eretz Yisrael. V'chara bias b'rishayinu b'shnia, and the amazing phenomenon that the 9th of Av began the destruction of both the bias rishon and bias sheni v'nilkada beitar. And the last stand in Beitar was placed in a siege after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Then the rebels had gone over there. V'nechru shoha ir, and that was also the day that Yerushalayim was plowed over by Shuntz Rupus HaRasha. Now the Gemara tells us the important halachos of what we call the halachos of the 3 weeks and the 9 days and Tisha B'Av. Misha nichnes av, when Av enters in, Mimatim B'Simcha. In previous years, we've had Shiurim about the significance of this expression, Mishenichnas Av Mimatim B'Simcha. Of course, notice La Halacha that there isn't a mention specifically of Avelus. That's something that we've discussed in depth in Shiurim. It's Mimatim B'Simcha. Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Lios B'Selcha. The week that Tisha B'Av falls in, Aser Milasaper. It's prohibited to take Yerda Umilchabes and to launder. But if it's Thursday, mutar mipnei kvod haShabbos, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to do cutting and laundering for kvod haShabbos. Erev Tisha B'Av. Now the Mishnah segues to the halachos of Erev Tisha B'Av. Lo yochal adam shnei tavshilin. So a person should not eat two different types of food. Lo yochal basar. This is what's referred to in halacha lemaisa the suuda hamafsekes. These are the halachos of suuda hamafsekes. For lo yishti yain, shouldn't eat meat or wine. Shimon Gamliel Amar Shane. The Gemara will explain that means that he should eat differently than the way he normally eats. The Gemara will elaborate this on Daf Lamed. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev B'Kfiya Samita. Rabbi Yehuda says that one needs to turn over the bed. V'loho d'lo chachamim. That's halacha by Avel. We'll discuss what is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim. Amar Shimon Gamliel. Lo yom tovin liYisrael. Now we segue to that joyous conclusion of the Maseches, in the sense that we, in pain, in Avelus, look also towards the optimism as well, that we know that the future will be good. Lo hayom tovim liYisrael k'chamish aser ba'av. There weren't good days in Klal Yisrael like the 15th of Av, uki yom ha-kipurim, those 2 days. Shebehem benos Yerushalayim yotzeis b'kli lavan she'ulim. The benos Yisrael used to borrow clothing. Shelo levayish es mishein, everybody was equal. There wasn't the haves and the have-nots, kol hakelim tunin tefila, and thereby all the utensils had to be immersed in a mikvah. Why? Because now that they borrowed, they don't know if the original owner was a nida when they wore it. And if someone's a nida and is wearing clothing, that makes the begadim tameh. Ubenos Yerushalayim yotzos v'cholos bikramim. And they went out into the vineyards. They danced in the vineyards. Maha Yomros, and what do they say? Bachur Sanai Nechur E. Ma'ata Borer Lecha. Look and see what you're choosing. And here the girls gave a musa, which is so important. I talk to my Talmidim about this all the time. Altita in Anecha Ben Noi. Don't look at the beauty. In other words, don't look at the only, probably, what Chazal endorsed is not to look only at the physical beauty. Take into account where she comes from. I don't think mishpacha means that she comes from a very, very miyuchastika home. I think here it means that she had an upbringing that makes her a woman who's capable of being a keres habayis. And they quoted the pasuk Sheker Achem Evel Yoifi Isha Yiras Hashem Hitisalo. Now the words Isha Yiras Hashem is the most important, is the parallel to mishpacha, right? Sheker Achem parallels to Altitein and Echab Benoi. Tein Echab Mishpacha parallels to Mishpacha, that's Isha Yiras Hashem. The Omer in the Pasuk says, Tnula Mipriya Delvi Halua Bishar Maseha. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give her the fruits of her good labors. V'chein u'amer, and the Pasuk Shir Hashirim says, Tzen u'rehena b'nai siyoin b'melech shloime ba'atar shi'itra la ima b'yoyim chasunasa b'yoyim simchas libay. B'yoyim chasunasa yizeh u'matan Torah. That refers to Matan Torah. B'yoyim simchas libay zeh u'binyin beis hamikdash she'ibonev v'mehera v'yameinu. We begin Be'ezer Hashem, the Gemara. B'shoy she'prokim b'shona koyim noisin es kapeyim. There are three times a year that the Kohanim do duchening at four moments. We saw in our Mishnah, Shachris, Mincha, Musav, and Ilah. The Gemara analyzes. Tanios umamados miiko Musav. What the Gemara is referring to the fact that in our Mishnah, we had said that one of those examples of times were by Tanios and Mamados. Asks the Gemara, is there Musav? So the Gemara clarifies Pashup Shah in the Mishnah. Chsure mechzer v'achiktan. Now there's something missing in the Mishnah. This is what it should say. There are three periods that the Kohanim dochen, calls man shemispalin. Anytime they're davening, in other words, all of the tefillos of that day. For example, I mentioned to you that I'm missing in Eretz Yisrael. When they do dochening, I'm only missing shachris. Generally, mincha and ma'ariv, they don't do dochening. And when it's ma'amados, they do dochening the whole time. The Gemara will explain why that's so. V'yeshmen arba pa'amim. And then there's sometimes that they do it four times. B'yom Shachris, U'mosav Mincha V'nila Sharm. Ve'elu Hein, Shlosha Prakim. And these are the three times. Tanios, U'mamados V'yom HaKippurim. That they will do the duchening the entire time that they, every single time that they daven. Now that doesn't mean that they daven Musaf all those times. In a Tainis they didn't daven a Musaf. In Mamados they didn't. But every time they daven, they did Nesias Kapayim. And Yom HaKippurim, of course, they did Musaf, and they did Nila, and they did Nesias Kapayim all those times. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravo, Zu Divrei Reb Meir. The above follows the opinion of Reb Meir. Chacham Maimrim, Shachris and Musaf Yesh Ben Nesias Kapayim. Micha V'Ni'ila Ein Ben Nesias Kapayim. However, the Chacham say there isn't Duchening during Mincha and Ni'ila during the above days. Man Chacham, when we say the Chacham, whose position are we referring to? Rabbi Yehuda. This is the position of Rabbi Yehuda, the Sanya. Shachris and Musaf, Mincha v'Ni'ila, Kulin Yesh Bem Nesias Kapayim, to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Shachris and Musaf, Yesh Bem Nesias Kapayim, Mincha v'Ni'ila, Ein Bem Nesias Kapayim, the Mincha of the three periods we mentioned before, Tanios, Mamalos, Yom HaKippurim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there isn't Nesias Kapayim, and on Yom HaKippurim, also during Ni'ila, there isn't Nesias Kapayim. Rabbi Yosi Amr Ni'ila Yesh, Rabbi Yosi, the third opinion. Ni'ila Yesh, but Nesias Kapayim, Ni'ila does have Nesias Kapayim. Mincha ain't but Nesias Kapayim. But Mincha does not have. But Maika Miflugi. What is the thrust of the Machlokis over here? We have three different positions, Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosi. Rameir, Savar Kol Yoyma Taima Mailo Parshi Kohani Yodayu B'minchasa. The reason in general that the Kohanim don't do Nesias Kapayim Mincha, Mishum Shichrus. That's because of people getting drunk. Ha'idna like a Shichrus. But on these days, there is no shichrus during the Tanius, Mamados, and Yom HaKippurim, because then in those cases, they're all fasting, as Rashi points out, based on the Gemara Chavzayin, on the base, even Mamados were fasting. So that's why you do duchening. A nominee for the halacha from the daily daf would be duchening today during fast days in Eretz Yisrael. That's a fascinating discussion, fascinating debate to this day. Rabbi Yehuda, Savar Shachris, and in general, in the morning and in most of time, people still aren't drinking wine. Logos Rabbanan. So then the Rabbanan said that there is no gzeira when it comes to duchening even on a fast day. There was a gzeira that was made, and you can't do duchening during that time even on a fast day. Mincha that every day you have a tefillah, and they made a gzera because they're afraid people will end up doing nisias kapayim during mincha as well, and they're going to be drunk. Ni'ila, d'leis v'chol yom lo gazer rabbanan. But ni'ila, such an exemption, there is no need for a gzera. Am Rav Yehuda, Rav Halacha, ki Rabbi Meir. Rav Yehuda says, Halacha follows Rabbi Meir. Therefore, they could do duchening the entire day, all tefillahs. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Nagoam, ki Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan says, the people felt like Rabbi Meir. V'rav Amar Minik, Rabbi Meir. And Rava says the custom was like Rameir. Says the Gemara, there are nafkaminas between whether you say the halacha is like Rameir or the custom. The one who says that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, so then in such a case, then that's something to be darshan at the time that
people get together to teach them that this is the halacha. Mandam minig midrash lo dershina. We don't darshan in public. Aruye marina. But if people ask a shayla, then you give them the hora'ah. You teach them that this is a teaching. But if it's just a minig, you don't even teach it. And whatever they follow, then you don't send them back. Rav Nachman amar lach Rabbi Yossi. Rav Nachman says we follow Rabbi Yossi, who differentiates between mincha and musaf, that you don't during musaf generally drink wine, and therefore you could have duchening of musaf on a fast day. But mincha, since in general most days of mincha they do drink wine when it's not a fast day, therefore even on a fast day they don't duchen during musaf. Halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, and halacha follows Rabbi Yossi. Asking Gemara, really? Does halacha follow Rabbi Yossi? Va'idna, but today, my time of Parsha Kanayu, Kohani Yodaya b'minchasa tanisa. Why is it that the Kohanim do mincha during a tanis? According to Rabbi Yossi, you don't. Answers the Gemara, Kivan de besamach lishkiyas hachama kaparshi, kitfilas ni'ila damya. Since they do it close to shkia, so then it becomes like ni'ila, and once it becomes like ni'ila, that it has a status of ni'ila that it's not so common, so then in such a case, it would be acceptable today. Because now, explains Rashi, it's no longer like a regular mincha. A regular mincha, generally, halavai, we should fulfill this. According to Rav Nevinsal, according to Rambam, it's better to daven b'tzibur only if you're davening mincha gdola. However, if you're davening close to shkia, then better not, even if there's a minion, Rav Nevinsal holds, that's davening before shkia, better to daven earlier b'yichidus. We have a halacha from the Daily Daf about this. The time of Chazal, it's clear that generally they daven mincha, Rashi explains over here, early on in the afternoon. If that is so, that they daven early on in the afternoon, so then there's no, when it comes to mincha on the fast day, since, as the Gemara says earlier, they used to have the Rav speak, they used to make a Chesed HaNefesh, and so on, they would daven exceptionally later, in other words, not the regular time they would daven, and therefore it becomes like Tfilas Ne'ilah, and there's no problem having doing Duchening at this time. Period. Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow's daf begins with the discussion of drinking on or when one is duchening and the prohibition. So that will be part of tomorrow's daf. We will begin six lines from the bottom to Kule Alma Mias. I'm going to be flying through tomorrow, so I don't know if I'm going to be zochet to learn that with you, but I'm hoping Be'ezer Hashem to pick up with you on daf Chavches. And I would like to discuss, it's a fascinating discussion, I hope. I can't now because I've got to do some things. My parents in Mekayim Mitzvahs Kibbutz Eva'im, and on a more even more basic level, just miss them to spend some time with them. But I hope Ezer Hashem to one day do the halacha from the Daily Daf on this topic of duchening Nesiyas Kapayim today in Eretz Yisrael on a fast day. This Ezer Hashem concludes the first daf of the very important last perek in Maseches Tainis, Daf Chavav in Maseches Tainis.